Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
To be able to vent, to get those things out, you know, to rid ourselves from those things that are plaguing our mind, our spirit, our hearts. So this show was created so that we can talk about it. Amen. Be empowered, be encouraged. Amen. And pray about those things and understanding that we are in a spiritual warfare. Amen. So today I want to talk about, let's talk about spiritual warfare. We hear all the time about people saying this is a spiritual warfare. We live this life and it's, you know, it's not, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but they are spirits, amen, and we are spirits, so we have to know how to fight that spiritual warfare, amen. So before we dive in into the topic today, and if there's anything that you like to talk about on today, please press one, we want to talk about it, we want to encourage you, we want to see how we can help one another by encouraging each other, amen, let there be a great pouring in the name of Jesus Christ, let's talk about it. My name is Chantel Manning. I am your host for today here on Let's Talk About It. Amen. Tell others about it. Come on in and chime in on today as we're talking about spiritual warfare and what that looks like in the life of a believer. Amen. We are in a spiritual warfare. Those of us that are in Christ and Christ is in us, we're on God's side. We are in a spiritual warfare. The devil is out to get us. Amen. He is out to kill, steal, and destroy. Whether you believe that or not, it is true. That is what's going on. We are fighting a spiritual warfare. And how do we fight that? And what does that look like? But let us enter into prayer at this time. Let us pray, Heavenly Father. We come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for loving us with an eternal love. We desire to know more of your kingdom and understand how to stand firm against the enemy. Amen. The devil is created, a created being, an angel who led a failed rebellion against you. For this, he was thrown out of heaven. In him, there is no good now. His only desire is to kill, steal, and destroy us. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, has stripped his power. Amen. Holy Spirit, we invite you to walk with us daily and alert us to the lies of the enemy. Help us to detect his schemes and acts of deception. Help us to realize the only power he has is what we give him. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we submit ourselves to your authority. We resist the devil and his devouring ways. By your word, he must flee. Amen. We decree and declare that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. We put on the forearm of God. We set the helmet of salvation over our mind and secure the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart. We tighten our belt of truth around us and place your shoes of peace on our feet so you may direct our steps. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pick up the, hallelujah, the weld of the sword of the Spirit, your word, oh God, and we speak as you give direction. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our mind, body, spirit, and seal them in dedication to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that Holy Spirit, lead us like this day and the rest of our lives. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Let's talk about it. Good people, let's talk about it on today. We're talking about spiritual warfare. Anything you'd like to talk about, let's talk about it. You know, it is open, and we're looking forward to, you know, deliverance coming. We're looking forward to receiving knowledge on today. For the Bible says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Amen. There was a letter by C.S. Lewis book. It's called The Screwtape Letters, and Screwtape writes to his nephew, Wormwood. He said, I wonder if you should ask me whether it is essential to keep the patience and ignorance of your own existence. That question, at least for the present phase of the struggle, has been answered for us by the high command. Our policy for the moment is to conceal ourselves. So in the front of the book, Lewis says that there are two mistakes the church makes when dealing with the devil: to blame everything on him or to blame nothing on him. Research by the Barna Group found that only 20% of the general population believes that Satan is a real spiritual being. Belief is the personhood of Satan appears to be gradually dissipating. Only 52% of born-again Christians express belief that Satan was real. It is no wonder we have a weak church. So Satan wants to, the Bible says this in 1 Peter 5:8, Satan wants to kill you and your destiny, which is rooted in God. Be sober and watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So the enemy tried to kill Moses at birth and tried to shut his mouth through a stuttering spirit. He tried to kill Jesus at birth and then tempted him during his 40 days of fasting. He tries to kill all babies through abortion. I want us to understand that if the devil cannot kill at birth, he will try to kill your destiny through childhood wounds. Whether we are rejected as children through a lack of emotional affirmation or sexual abuse or love only for our performance, our lives become defined by the wounds we receive when we are young. Satan tries to immobilize humans by wounding them so they spend a lifetime trying to cope with the consequences created by these wounds. So this is how generational strongholds take root in our lives. Because of childhood wounds, we develop a belief system designed to meet our needs outside of God, and we protect ourselves from getting hurt by setting up defense mechanisms. Satan will always attack you in the place of your spiritual inheritance. Israel was attacked because of its land, the promised land from God. Now, Abraham was attacked in his relationships because a people more numerous than the sands in the desert would come through him. So that is why Abraham let his nephew Lot choose the land he was to go to. So Jesus was tempted by Satan to receive power instead of laying his life down for the salvation of mankind. We are mankind, amen? Entrepreneurs are attacked when they choose a consumptive lifestyle versus God. So their inheritance lies in creating businesses to create wealth to establish God's kingdom on earth. I've always been attacked in areas of close relationships because of my inheritance in the relationship of each of us. We must have a heightened awareness of how Satan will seek to derail our destinies, and we must develop a greater sensitivity to Satan's ploys. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about it today, spiritual warfare, and understanding we are at war in the spirit. We are spirit, though we live in this body. We are spirit. Amen. It is the spirit that gives the body life. See, in our journey, we discover early wounds that kept us keeps us from the intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father and those close to us. So Satan has tried in many of our lives to shut us down early in childhood by shutting down our emotions and verbal ability. Over many years, God showed many of us where the early wounds originated in order for us to become healed from those wounds. The wounds developed a stronghold of shame, rejection for some, insecurity, fear, and control, which led to an ability to share at a heart level. You hear people saying, I don't know how to love because I never was loved, and I don't trust people, and I don't trust love because love has hurt me. The ones that were supposed to love me, they hurt me, they abused me, they rejected me. See, as healing takes place, Satan can no longer make you believe the lie about yourself. Amen. And you'll be able to enter into your destiny. We must recognize the influence the enemy has had in our lives through generational inequity. See, in many cases, we may need to revisit early childhood wounds in order to gain healing and victory in our lives, where the sins of our fathers may have gained an entry point into our lives. Amen. We may require trained counselors to help us. Amen. However, we cannot remain a victim to these wounds once we become aware that they are influencing us. Amen. So Christ paid. I want you to understand, Christ paid the price for any sins brought into our life, whether through us or our parents. It is our job to stop them from passing to other generations. The Apostle Paul understood the spiritual warfare that we are all in, no matter how spiritual we are. He describes this in Romans chapter 7, verse 15, that for what I am doing, I do not understand, for I do not practice what I will to do, but I do the very things I hate. When he wrote these words, he had been in faith 20 years. In Revelation 12, we find the three primary strategies that Satan employs against humans. He tries to kill, deceive, and accuse. Most of the time, he uses other humans to do it. So take a moment and think about these three areas. Think about the times you have felt you were at the point of great despair. Think about the time when you were so totally deceived about God. Be aware of the strategies of the enemy to kill, deceive, accuse, and destroy you, your relationship with others, and most importantly, your relationship to God, or your relationship with God. The Apostle Paul speaks of strongholds in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is complete. Amen. See, although Satan is the source of these strongholds, God's grace will enable us to see the consequences of our behavior and motivate us to find the root causes. We are still responsible for the behavior our stronghold causes, and must repent of it. Jesus said the truth will set us free. So as you learn the truth about your childhood wounds, God will provide healing that allows you to move forward with him in your relationship with God and those close to you. Your behavior must begin to change to align with the truth. Amen. The problem for many in the body of Christ today is that we live as if we are not living in a war. We live more like tourists passing through to our destination of heaven. We are not concerned about the casualties of this war, only about getting to our final destination in a pain-free manner as possible. John Piper once said, "You will not know what prayer is for until you know that life is war. Prayer is the tool of this warfare." Again, prayer is the tool of this warfare. fair. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Amen. Let's talk about how God fights through his people. Amen. Let's talk about that. Amen. And then we're going to wrap up here. And unless you have something that you want to talk about, then we're going to wrap up here on spiritual warfare. But if there is something you'd like to talk about, press one and let's talk about it. Or if you'd like to elaborate on the topic on today of spiritual warfare, amen, press one. Amen. Hallelujah. So there was, I don't know if you all have ever had someone to reach out to you either by phone call, email, text message, messenger, whatever it may be, and accusing you of something, and it takes you into a place of making you feel low, or you know, that you feel like Satan is trying to accuse you. Amen. They're allowing themselves to be used by Satan to accuse you. And then in that very moment, to have someone to give you a call and say, let's pray, that God will put them on your heart, because God works through people. He has people in places for you. Amen. And they will call you in that moment and say, God has placed you on our hearts to pray for you. And you say, you know, I really needed that right now. And God knows what we need. And God fights through people and he uses people. Amen. We are God's people. We're God's children. Now, there is a scripture. When people begin to talk about you, accuse you, or slander you, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, says the Lord. Amen. So when people speak against us with lies and there is agreement with others, this is a curse being spoken against us. Our response must be to forgive them and pray for them. That is our defense. The greater the calling, everyone, the greater the warfare and suffering you will experience. But there will be a greater revelation of God as well. The Apostle Paul understood that the thorn in his flesh was a direct result of the greater call and revelation he was experiencing. And at least I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelation. A thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Least I be exalted above measure. This is what Apostle Paul said in the book of 2 Corinthians 12:7 verse. The greater the influence, the greater the warfare. There is a target on the back of anyone who is seeking to impact the kingdom of darkness for the kingdom of light. I'm convinced there are many posters in hell that they might have my face on it, your face on it. Amen. Especially if you're an intercessor. My Lord, my God. I believe that Satan's measure of assaults have anticipated to hit the very core of what is more important to us in the body of Christ. Amen. But God is able, amen, to bring us out, amen, to pull us through. But understand that Satan is already a defeated foe. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, for our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Amen. My Lord, my God. I thank God on today for the topic on today as we go on spiritual warfare. When we understand that and know, we know what type of war that we are fighting here, you know, and we know how to go about fighting that war. Amen. In prayer and knowing that we are already victorious. Amen. It's already, it's a fixed fight. Hallelujah. So we just thank God on today. Again, if there is anything that you want to talk about, let's talk about it as I wrap up the time here on today with our topic about spiritual warfare and understanding that we are in a spiritual warfare. Get ready to experience the spiritual warfare in your life. When you say yes to Christ, amen, get ready for the fight. But understand it, though, it's a fixed fight. It is a fixed fight. And the devil hates you. Amen. The devil hates you. The Bible said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Amen. So I'm going to close out here in prayer. And I thank you all for tuning in, who's still listening on today, whether you've called in or you listen online or you listen to this after this recording. I pray that God will continue to bless you. And I decree and declare the blessing of the Lord make it rich to your life and add no sorrow. I pray that God will strengthen you when you're weak. I pray that the joy of God will just overtake you and your family, and peace will come and be still. And I decree and declare victory over our lives right now because we're in Christ, and Christ is in us. We have the resurrection power, so we rise and we continue to rise and rise and rise. We won't stay down, amen. We won't stay put, but we will continue to rise because God is on our side. He is our protector. He's our provider. He's our way maker. He's our promise keeper. He's our light in the darkness. He's all that we need and more, amen. And we just thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. God keep you. See y'all next week here at 6 p.m. That's something to talk about. That's why we have this time together, so we can talk about it. Amen. I don't want to be the only one that's talking. So call on in, tell a friend, and let's talk about it. Amen. So that we can be delivered, set free, and blessed by each other's testimony. God bless you. God keep you. I love you, and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Roshata. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Yeah.